For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
That's how I'm telling you, this is not ran like a real business. It's not. It's not ran. It's ran like an old crooked mafia family. It really is. You know, it really is. Because Mickey Loomis should not be allowed to hold both positions, especially when you got Kai and these other guys that are younger and more progressive minded. Have the better feel of today's NFL game. There is no reason why Mickey Loomis should still be holding that general manager position. He has the vice president tag. Let him keep that. Let him keep that job and give the other one to. You see what I'm saying? Where is his ball set? And it's not like he's doing something so great that he deserves to keep both of them. I don't care about past reputation. All I know is for 3 years straight, the Saints have not made the playoffs. That's all I care about. I'm on my Janet Jackson shit right now. What have you done for me lately? Maybe I just need to make that a sample and start playing that, bust that Janet Jackson on the ass. Because that's the bottom line. That's what I'm on. I don't care about your rep of what you did 20 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever the case may be. I care not about that. All I care about is what's been happening now. And you've been failing lately. Living off a rep, that's over with. We're not allowing you to live off a reputation anymore because your reputation ain't what it used to be. It really isn't. So, I mean, he shouldn't be allowed. But that's what I'm saying. There's no accountability at the highest realms of the team. So why would I not expect it to be at the head coach? If you are not accountable, a president of basketball football operations, and then you're a non-accountable vice president and general manager, then why would I not think your stupid ass coach would be non-accountable too? All of a sudden it will change. Accountability would change when it gets to the coach. No, non-accountability because nobody wants to do what they're supposed to do, which is making sure everybody else that is below them are doing their job. And that includes Gail. Gail has been an owner for the last several years. And she needs to have, and I'm just going to keep it real. Gail got Benson's people. Gail need to bring in somebody trusted from the outside that's not a part of that circle and have them to advise her on what's really going on. That's what Gail needs to do, for real. Gail need to bring somebody else that's separate from the culture that New Orleans has in there to personally advise and give her the real game about what's going on with this team. That's what Gail needs to do. But will she? I don't know. You know, it is what it is. All right. 6 to 8 games. Show me something next year. If you ain't got that, the Saints in some kind of contention, then you got to go. I hear you, bro. It's a lot of stuff going on with that, man. All right. What's up, Black Dollars? How you doing, sir? Appreciate you. All right. He said, I don't think we're going to have a great season. We have a very tough schedule next season. Mickey Loomis and Dennis Allen are done. I want them to succeed. I really do, because I want the team to win. We haven't been in the playoffs in 3 years. And it'll be a rough, I ain't going to say it's a rough year. It'll be a truthful year. How about that? Because whatever the truth is, it'll be, we'll know if we're wrong and Mickey Loomis is right. There is a slim chance Mickey Loomis could be right here, that Dennis Allen might turn into a coach that take your team to a playoff run, a couple of games into the playoffs. Hell, there's a slim chance that could happen. Is Mickey Loomis right on Dennis Allen? There's a slim chance this could be, but by whatever the case may be, if this upcoming year, we will see how it all ends up. It's a truth year. That's how I'm looking at it. It's the truth year. all things, all of the lies, all that's going to be kicked out, and the truth is going to shine bright on whether or not what kind of dude this is. You know, y'all got y'all ideas, and I'll go with you on it. Travis says, salute to the black and gold game where the VP and head coach eat out of the same damn BS pot of soup. Indeed, bro. Yes, I've said this before, man. They're ran like an old mafia family. They are. There is no accountability. No accountability. None whatsoever. Dennis Lucia is the president of football operations. I don't know what football Dennis Lucia knows. I don't know if he ever played football before. I don't know why is he the president of football operations here. I don't know why. Only thing I know is he's a businessman. I don't know if he knows football or not. And Mickey is underneath him. And the only one that could check Mickey Lomas is Dennis Lucia, who's the president of football operations for the Saints and for the Pelicans. So I don't know if he's checking any of these guys, if he's going or doing any evaluations on these guys. More than likely he's not. He's not doing any evaluations on these guys because he has the power to say, Mickey, we're going to keep you as the VP. We're going to detach the general manager. It's not a disrespect to take the general manager tag away from Mickey Lomas. He's getting up in age. Let him be a vice president and get somebody that's younger to run the general manager duties. Somebody that has a vision. Somebody that does evaluations during the season. Mickey Loomis doesn't do evaluations during the season. He said that because he's too emotional. I'm too emotional. I don't care what you're saying, Q. I don't do that. I'm not going to do it. I don't do emotion. I don't do evaluation during the season. I'm going to tell you why. I ain't doing it because I'm too emotional. He said that. I'm joking and making a stupid voice, but he said that. Put one in the chat if y'all remember him saying he don't do evaluations on his own team during the year because he's too emotional. Whether it's a win or a loss, he's too emotional, so he doesn't do any evaluations until the season over. Put one in the damn chat if you heard him say that. He said that. What general manager of a football team don't do evaluations on his team during the year when it counts, but didn't want to give a pep talk after the year over with? You think they care about whether or not Mickey Loomis talks to him at the end of the goddamn year? The year's over with. Where was the pep talk when the team needed it? And then, of course, shout out to Cat. Cat asked him the question. And he said, ask him a question about what Mickey, what did he ask him about what he said to the players at the end of the season, you know, a little meeting he had with them. Because she said, because you really don't have any interaction with players during the season. She said that. You know what Mickey says? Well, that's between me and them. That's between me. He didn't deny the fact that he didn't have any contact with the players. Mickey Loomis don't even talk to the players, man, during a year. He doesn't do any evaluation. What kind of general manager we got here? I'm the only one talking like this, man, because I'm bringing truth to power here. I'm telling you, there's some foolishness. We need a real general manager that engages with the players and the coaches during the season when change can be made to make things pop. And then at the end of the season, we have an end of season press conference where Dennis Allen comes out and says he's pissed. Are we serious here? You're pissed? You're pissed? Where was your pissment, if that's a real word? If it's not, I'm coining it, during the damn season when it could have made a difference. Where was it? Why weren't you pissed enough to make changes at the offensive offensive line coach level? Take the guy out, put Jairi in, do something. Where was it? See, and they don't have any answers. They don't like that line of questioning because it exposes them to another light that shows you they're not who they're not who you think they are. That's why I keep telling y'all, Mickey Loomis is not a real general manager. I've been saying that to y'all all damn season long. I mean, say he's not a real general manager because real general managers do evaluations during the year when it matters. They talk to their players. That would also explain why Jameis Winston and Dennis Allen got into that little situation where he came out to the press and said he was backstabbing. The one person he could have went up the rung to, maybe he could have went to Kai, and Kai will say, listen, bro, you might want to go take that to Mickey because Mickey, my boss, I won't get in trouble. But Mickey got his door closed. Mickey don't have any interaction with the players. You don't talk to them. That's what they said. So, I mean, what kind of general manager this is that don't keep a thumb or a hand on his team to keep their pulse to find out what's going on here? But then we'll come out his room from eating clam chowder and drinking orange juice to come out and spin a bunch of fucking excuses about why Dennis Allen's a great coach and why Dennis Allen should be considered in the same breath as Bill Walsh and all these other great coaches, Bill Belichick and all these people. He'll come out of his office to tell a bunch of BS to you and spew a bunch and start stat prattling, but never to give you the real, never to talk the truth, never to get in front of people that will really question them. That lets you know these people are not who they believe, because you talk to a guy like me, you put me in front of you, I'm going to expose you because I want to know the real. You know, I want to know what's really going on here. So in the end, man, like I said, man, they got a little collection of people. And at the end of the day, that's what we're talking about. And I'm just giving you their words, man. I couldn't make this up. Ava says, from Carr's comments on MT struggling with not being the number one wide receiver, maybe thinks he needs to throw to his number one. That's why he stuck. And see, that's the whole thing. Instead of saying, listen, man, he could have ate that, because he a true leader wouldn't do that. A true leader would come out and take the arrows for his team, whether he's right or wrong. He will blame himself for it. He'll blame a true leader. No, even Jameis Winston does that. And Jameis could have a good game and the team could lose, and Jameis would say, that's my fault. I should have done better. I should have did this better. And I'll give Jameis that. He ain't perfect, but I would give Jameis that. Jameis would fall on his sword for his team. That's why them guys love him, because he would take blame for stuff that ain't even his fault.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He would take possession of the blame to keep his offensive guys clean and the whole team. That's why people got love for him. This other guy you got here, this guy would throw everybody under the bus because he don't want to take that pressure. He want the money, but he don't want the burden, the pressure that comes with it. He didn't have to say that about Michael Thomas, but Michael Thomas was the one that was recruiting him to come here. So I guess what, Mike, next time do your research on the people's characters who you promoting, bro, before you decide that you want to bring them on up in here. Next time, do a little bit more research. You got money, do a background check. Jack says Loomis also splitting time trying to help the state get out of the budget crisis due to spread. Really? Come on, bro. That's this dude trying to help the state of Louisiana get out of. This the same dude that got his team currently over $30 million or $36 million in the red. He going to try to help the state of. You can't make it up. Boy, keep Mickey Loomis away from your books as far as you can, man. Travis says GM demands respect, love, and communication from his players and everyone else in the organization. You got to appease them. Derek says, what's up, Derek? Says Breeze could 500+ yards and blames himself for a lost card, throws a pick six, staring down wide receivers. And when the media astutely called it out, what Dennis Allen did, he coddled him. He said, we lose as a team. But then when Carr had a good game in the back of the year, how about Derek Carr? See, the hypocrisy is ridiculous. But see, a garbage time personality or a flimsy person that's off code to do hypocrite, you know, these backstabby or hypocritical things. They'll do that. And it's not, they don't even see the difference in the hypocrisy of what they just did. They don't even notice it. And they don't care to notice it. That you can't say when he picks sixes it, that we lose as a team, but then when he has a good game, how about Derek Carr? That's Hippocratic like a mug, dog. That's a state of hypocrisy right there. You can't do that. You got to keep it a buck across the board, and that's a problem with him. He can't do that because he's not cut from that kind of cloth. So anyway, but overall, I want to see the team succeed, but to get to that level, fam, accountability, attention to detail, same thing we've been saying. Are they going to bring that this year? How is Dennis Allen going to improve as a coach this year? Said it last year and the year before that, because that's instrumental. He has to improve as a head coach for the team to improve to get to the next level. He has to be a better attention to detail guy. He has to be more on his players. He has to hold them to more of a higher level of accountability. He has to hold himself to a higher level of accountability. He has to have a serious code that he follows and stay on at all times. If guys are false starting or doing things they're not supposed to do, they're supposed to have a code in place to, to check them on that. You get what I'm saying? That has to be something that he adopts. Will he adopt? I don't think so. I don't know. Clint Kubiak comes in here. It's not the answer to everything, even though I do like their system. We had a pretty good system that left out of here. We had the system for 20 years. It couldn't have been a bad system. I mean, you just needed to get the right person to run the system. You needed a guy that had some balls, that had some leadership ability. You didn't need a milquetoast Mickey Mouse character like Pete Carmichael. You needed somebody that has some force, some oomph, you know, some strength in his voice. You know, he was schematically, he knew what he was, you know, he knew Sean's style, but it takes pizzazz, flair. It takes some guts, some heart, some ferocity, you know, some balls to run that type of system. Any system, if it's worth anything, you know, you can't be milquetoast like Pete Carmichael was and not holding anybody accountable, not forcing guys to do what they're supposed to do, not checking guys when they're supposed to be checked, like Derek Carr and others. So, I mean, like I said, Clint Kubiak comes from what I know, what I've studied up on him and watched on interviews and stuff like that. He seems like he's pretty serious about that situation. But the key to it is working, finding the offensive line, the correct offensive line pieces to get the running attack going. And then secondly, the biggest part of it is Derek Carr. He has to make Carr see his system, and also he has to stop him from doing all of this bad stuff like that, staring down one side of the field, bro. That I've watched in college, the quarterback from Tulane, Michael Pratt from Tulane, he doesn't do that. Jaden Daniels, we got quarterbacks in college that don't stare people down, bro. Seriously, you watch the tape on some of these guys. Even you watch CJ Stroud play for the Texans last year. He would cycle the field. It's a rookie. This guy been in here for 10 years getting away with this. 10 years in the NFL getting away with staring people down. You can't get away with it no more because New Orleans, we're not going to play that, man. Staring people down. They got to fix that, bro. That's the first big thing. You got to get him to progress through a cycle, and then you got to get him to have a clock in his head to know that you can't stand back there for all that time. You got a certain period of time to, you know, to span the field, go through the progressions. If you don't see what you like, check it down. You can run and pick up a few yards. If you got a little green, do that. But at the same time, you got to have a clock. You can't stand back there taking sacks and thank you God forever. That just some kind of way they got to figure it out, fam. Some kind of way. But anyway, I really do wish that we get to the window. Ava says from Car Comments on MT Struck. Yeah, well, I already read that one. Thank you, bro. All right. So anyway, listen, you cornball. All right. So anyway, I hope you kidding on this one, Jack, talking about he helping the state with the budget crisis. Boy, that needs to be a story within itself. Mickey Loomis, a perpetual dude that keeps this guy perpetually kicks the can down the road, and they got Mickey Loomis trying to help the state of Louisiana out of his budget crisis. Am I living in some weird alternate reality? That makes no sense. This guy ran his team for the majority of the year with them in the red, kicking the can down the road. He can't help you in that regard. He's not qualified to do that. Now, we'll talk about qualifications. Well, you're not qualified. Most NFL fans, people are not qualified to talk about NFL coaches. He said that. He ain't qualified. Well, you're not qualified to talk about helping nobody fix no goddamn budget when the majority of your teams are in the red. And then you got to kick the can for them to get in the black every damn year. Man, hell no, man. Mickey Loomis will put your ass in a pole house, man. Dude, he says, look it up. He getting like 50. Are you kidding, bro? I'm done. Okay, that's it. I'm that Jack, we blame Jack for why I'm about to end this goddamn stream. Blame it on Jack, man. Jack, I'm up out of here, man. That's unbelievable. $50 million to help the state with, yeah, OG. Yeah, you right, OG. You right. On that note, I'm up out of here, man. Jack done did it for me. All right, so listen anyway, fam. Y'all hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one. I'll be on Patreon tomorrow, man. We'll talk a bull about the Saints matters. We also got some videos coming out, man, some highlight videos coming out, as well as we turn it up for getting ready for the draft and the combine and everything like that, man. We're gonna be doing some stuff, man. We added some few more people to the team in terms of our video editor, so shout out to them. And we're going to flip on and do some more stuff. So anyway, I'm going to holler at y'all on Tuesday on our Patreon special, man. So we got some more mock draft that I'm going to do. I got two that I've been holding, man. I'm sorry, y'all. I've been just so busy. But listen, we're going to holler at y'all on the next one. Much love. Do that.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that, 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 boogie like this and
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Bucky like this and
I'm a who that.
Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning,
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that,
where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like this and
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma
with
Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.